boys at the South End Diner got wind the other day that their cell phone company was going to start charging them $2 a month service fee to pay their bills online or by check if they didn't go to an auto pay plan. Coffee cups got pounded on the formica and obscenities got hurled until finally Brenda Bottas, our waitress, said enough was enough. You break them mugs, you'll pay more than $2. Mabana Bike said it reminded him of that $5 fee Bank of Stanwood wanted when he used his debit card, and Tyee Tom said he'd text it till his fingers bled to everybody he knew. Hell no, and they'd stop B of S in their greedy little dollar-pinching tracks, hadn't they? These are heady times down here on the digital South End, I guess. The boys are head up and frisky-fingered now. Jim Bob pushed his plate of half-eaten chicken-fried steak into the center of the war zone and declared he was taking his grievance directly to Facebook. This will not stand, he repeated again and again until Brenda had to come over and tell him to quit his shouting. You're upsetting the kids, she said, and sure enough, Millie's children were starting to work themselves into a sugar tantrum. The whole diner was heating up, near as I could tell. Thank God it wasn't noon yet and the boys were commencing cocktail hour. Things would have gone more than viral. After all, this was the South End. The boys weren't going to stand for tyranny, for economic two-buck waterboarding, for corporate hands reaching into their pockets, no sir. They'd reached a limit. Wars, subprime housing busts, economic collapse, gridlocked Congress, slashed education budgets, discontinued social services. Okay, but not another damn dime for Verizon. This will not stand. Libya and Tunisia got nothing on Kamano. All I can say is, cable TV better not try anything cute with rate hikes this spring. The boys are social networking gorillas. The boys are empowered.